I've got a gold nugget I'd like to share with you today. I found it in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. You remember the story of Paul's thorn in the flesh? He says, "There was given to me a thorn in the flesh." Paul said the thorn was given to him as a gift. The messenger of Satan, he says, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, Paul says, I sought the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. God did answer Paul's prayer. Paul tells us what he says. Paul said, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore," Paul says, "will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me." The Lord told Paul that his grace was sufficient. What exactly is grace? And is it limited to Jesus' life and ministry? You may be surprised to know that Jesus never used the word grace. He just taught it. And equally important, he lived it. Furthermore, the Bible never gives us a one-statement definition of grace, yet it appears throughout its pages. Grace, I have discovered, is God's unmerited favor. Grace in action is God's unmerited assistance. God assists us in our weak moments. God was telling Paul, "My unmerited assistance is sufficient for you." He is still helping people today. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 32, Paul says, "What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak." I've got time to tell you about Barak. Last week I told you about Gideon. Gideon showed up in Judges chapter 6. And Barak, he shows up in Judges chapter 4. It would be difficult for me to tell you the story about Barak without telling you the story about the 2 women that's involved in the story of Barak. 2 women who played a major role in the victory that Barak won against the enemies of Israel. So turn your Bibles to Judges chapter 4. And in the first verse, it tells us that the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. The Bible says that they again did evil in the sight of the Lord. This seems to be the pattern of Israel. Again and again, they would do evil and cry to God for a deliverer. And again, God would deliver them. Somebody once told me that it was stupid to continue doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different results. Israel never learned that lesson, apparently. This time, the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Cana. And the children cried unto the Lord, because he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Verse 4 tells us, Deborah, a prophetess, judged Israel at that time. She dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramoth and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Deborah was a prophetess. She was a woman by whom God spoke to and spoke through. We read of other women in the Bible that were called prophetess. In Exodus chapter 15, in verse 20, we read of Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron. And in 2 Kings chapter 22, in verse 14, we read about Huldah, the prophetess, which dwelt in Jerusalem in the college. She was a person to whom kings and priests would come to in order to get a word from the Lord. God is not restrained on the vessels that he will use. Can you say amen? In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 3, the prophet Isaiah had a wife that was a prophet. He said in verse 3, I went unto the prophet, and she conceived and bare a son. The prophet Isaiah went into his wife, the prophetess, and she bare a son. And then again in Luke chapter 2 and verse 36, there was one Anna, a prophetess, who lived in the temple day and night with praying and fasting. In the book of Acts, chapter 21 and verse 9, tells us about Philip the evangelist, which had four daughters, which did prophesy. These were vessels of God, which he used to talk to and to talk through. And then again we read in Revelations chapter 2, in verse 20, God is talking to the church at Thyatira, and he says, I have a few things against you, because you allowed that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess. This Jezebel wasn't called of God. God did not call her to be a prophetess. She called herself. I believe we've got a lot of self-called prophets and prophetesses today. Men and women who God has not called, yet they call themselves prophetess and prophets. I would also think that we have a lot of self-called preachers and teachers today. Men and women who God has never called, they have called themselves into the ministry. She called herself a prophetess, and they allowed her to teach and to seduce the servants of God, to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. God is saying, this is not a true prophet. This is not a woman that I talk to. This is not a woman I talk through. She has called herself a prophet, and she has taught my servants to commit fornication. She's not one of mine. She's an evil woman. Have nothing to do with her. Get rid of her and her teachings. I am so amazed at the variety of people that God uses for his instruments. Nothing is more remarkable in the history of God's dealings with his people, whether under the New or the Old Testament dispensation, than the great variety of people by which he carries out his designs. God, said Paul to the Corinthians, has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, that no flesh should glory in his presence. We have this treasure, Paul says, in earthly vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. God is not looking for muscle. He is looking for faithfulness. God is not looking for a strong back. He's looking for a strong mind that's made up to serve him. God is not looking for a big person. God is looking for big determination to obey him. If you are willing, God will give you the faith to do that which he has called you to do. Our faith comes from God. He's not looking for people with a lot of faith. He's looking for people that's available and willing and with a made-up mind. He will supply the faith. He will supply everything you need. If you will only make up your mind, you're going to step out and do it. And when you do, you'll find that God is right there to strengthen you. I'm going to end the lesson right here, but I'd like to admonish you to read the book of Judges, and you'll find how God used a variety of people to deliver Israel. Othel, a stranger and a foreigner, Ehud, the left-handed Benjamite, Shamgar, armed with an ox gourd, Barak, the timid warrior, Samson, the man with his impulsive actions and his unrestrained passions. What an infinite variety they display of character, of circumstances, of resources. God is never without the resources to come to the aid of his people. Never worry that you are so insignificant that God could not use you in his kingdom work. God is looking for people just like you who are available and give themselves willingly to him.